The Sanctuary. In presenting this most important subject for the consideration of the people of God, we invite the candid and prayerful attention of all who have ears to hear. It is well understood by thousands that the great disappointment of the Advent believers arose from the fact that they believed the cleansing of the sanctuary to be the burning up of the earth, or some event to transpire at the second advent of the Lord Jesus. And as they could clearly establish the fact that the 2300 days would terminate in the autumn of 1844, they looked with a full assurance of faith and hope for the glorious appearing of the Son of God at that time. Painful and grievous was the disappointment, and while the heart of the trusting was bowed with sorrow, numbers were not wanting who openly denied the hand of God in the Advent movement and made utter shipwreck of their faith. As the subject of the sanctuary of the Bible involves the most important facts connected with our disappointment, it is worthy of the serious attention of all who wait the consolation of Israel. Let us then examine again with care the vision of the man greatly beloved, recorded in Daniel 8. We call attention to the symbols presented in this chapter. The first thing presented to the eye of the prophet was the view of the ram. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beasts might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great. Verses 3 and 4. The view of the goat. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes, and he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hands. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Verses 5 to 8. The view of the little horn. And out of the one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice, by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Verses 9 to 12. The view of the sanctuary in the 2300 days. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? And he said unto me, Unto 2300 days. Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Verses 13 and 14. Gabriel commanded to explain this vision. And it came to pass, when I, even I Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed the end shall be. Verses 15 to 19. Symbol of the ram explained. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. Verse 20. then the meaning of the first symbol cannot be misunderstood. By it, the Medo-Persian Empire was presented to the eye of the prophet, its two horns denoting the union of these two powers in one government. This vision, therefore, does not begin with the empire of Babylon, as do the visions of the second and seventh chapters, but it commences with the empire of the Medes and Persians, at the height of its power, prevailing westward, northward, and southward, so that no power could stand before it. The explanation of the next symbol will show what power overthrew the Persian Empire and succeeded to its place. Symbol of the goat explained. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. Verses 21 to 22. The explanation of this symbol is also definite and certain. The power that should overthrow the Medes and Persians, and in their stead bear rule over the earth, is the empire of the Greeks. Greece succeeded Persia in the dominion of the world, B.C. 331. The great horn is here explained to be the first king of Grecia. It was Alexander the Great. The four horns that arose when this horn was broken denote the four kingdoms into which the empire of Alexander was divided after his death. The same was represented by the four heads and four wings of the leopard, Daniel 7:6. It is predicted without the use of symbols in Daniel 11:3 and 4. These four kingdoms were Macedon, Thrace, Syria, and Egypt. They originated B.C. 312. Symbol of the little horn explained. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Verses 23 to 25. To avoid the application of this prophecy to the Roman power, pagan and papal, the papists have shifted it from Rome to Antiochus Epiphanes, a Syrian king, who could not resist the mandates of Rome. See notes of the Douay or Romish Bible on Daniel 7, 8, and 11. This application is made by the papists to save their church from any share in the fulfillment of the prophecy, and in this they have been followed by the mass of opposers to the Advent faith. The following facts show that the little horn was not Antiochus.